Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
And like, yeah. I think in people's pursuit of health and wellness, like everybody deserves to be on their wellness journey. Everybody deserves to feel great in their active wear, not just the blonde girls drinking smoothies. You know what I mean?
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hi, Denise. Oh my gosh.
Hello.
We were just saying you were in New York. You live in New York.
Yeah, I do.
And how long have you lived there for?
I have lived here for 17 years, guys.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I want to go back to the beginning. So guys, we're so excited to have Denise Lee here, and she is a very successful female entrepreneur.
Your stuff is stunning. Like, I'm obsessed with your brand. It is beautiful. It's stunning. Like, it's unbelievable.
Why
someone who lives in athleisure wear? It's a dream.
So Denise, the one of the interesting parts of your story is that you moved here from Singapore.
Mm-hmm. I did.
All by yourself for college.
Yeah, I did. I did.
How old were you? How does that happen?
I was 18. So I lived in Singapore my whole life, but my parents had both gone to college in the States. And so, you know, they really wanted me to go to college in the States. And so I was like, okay, I'll go. I didn't really have like all the knowledge of like all the universities that the kids do here, right? It was just like, okay, my dad went to Northwestern, I'll go to Northwestern. So I spent 4 years in Chicago, and then I really wanted to work in fashion. I was like, I really want to break into the industry. So I was like, New York's the place to be. And so
when you told your parents you wanted to get into fashion, were they like, love the idea? Or were they like, wait a minute, we sent you to the States to go do something different?
Yeah. No, you know what? My parents have always been very supportive of me. So my dad was an entrepreneur. So he actually made clothes. Like, he owned factories and things like that in Indonesia. So amazing. I felt like I had some of that in my blood. And then on my mom's side, she was very involved in like the arts. She worked at Christie's for a while. And so she was like always, you know, very encouraging of us, like exploring like the side of beauty and art and stuff like that. And so I think fashion was a nice mix of the two of them. So when I said I wanted to pursue fashion, they were like, yeah, go for it. Do it.
I love that.
So they've been amazing. They've always been so supportive of me, like through this whole journey.
Even though you never came home.
Even though I never came home, which I'm sure if you ask my mom, she'll be upset about. But you know, with FaceTime and everything these days, it's so much easier to stay connected than it used to be. So I'm grateful for that.
We have a lot of moms who listen to this podcast and a lot of women. And like, there's two things we always think, like, you have to kind of be a confident person to be able to believe in yourself. Like, that, I don't know if it's when we're young, you also don't think much about consequences. Like, I'm just going to go do it. And I don't know if it's age or like, what would you think? You said your parents believed in you from number one, from the first day you kind of decided you wanted to pursue that passion. Do you think it was your confidence, their confidence in you, or that they just kind of let you think you could do anything? Asking personally so we can tell our kids exactly to do how you do.
You know, I think they instilled in me a very good balance of like, yes, go do this, but also like, you know, not everything always works out. And that was kind of like my mentality going into it. And honestly, like from that, I've shifted my mentality to something much more like kind of risk-taking and forward-looking than even that. But, you know, they were a big part of why I was comfortable moving to New York and also, you know, comfortable taking that plunge into entrepreneurship as well.
How long did it take from when you started to making money?
It took a couple years for sure in my own business. Yeah. It's a product business. And I think the thing that with product businesses that people like don't understand is like, you have to buy the inventory. Like, I have to pay for all that stuff before you buy it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I have to pay
and a year
for
in advance, a year in advance. Like, you're like, let's hope this goes.
Right. And you know, sometimes maybe you bought the wrong color or maybe the factory didn't do such a great job. And you know, you only find out when, you know, you guys buy it and you're like, you know, this is falling apart or this doesn't work or this doesn't feel good. And you're like, oh my God. So we do take a lot of steps in between to, you know, try and mitigate that risk. But at the end of the day, like anybody who's starting a product business, you need money for the goods that you're going
to
sell.
Where'd you get the money?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're bootstrap brands. We have not taken any outside funding. So it's a mix of starting out, it was a little bit of friends and family money that we got, which helped us start out. But you know, you have to explore your financing options. And I'm not somebody who's like super interested in that side of the business, but you have to learn all that stuff.
Neither.
So, you know, you have to be talking to banks, you have to be talking to, you know, lenders of all different kinds. So we figured out a way to factor our wholesale, meaning like, okay, if Nordstrom gives us $100,000 order, there's somebody who will front you some of that money because they know that Nordstrom is going to pay you, you know?
Yeah. It's like a verified stamp on Instagram. They're like, well, you have the order, so we will give you what you need.
With
pretty much.
Athleisure wear, I feel like there's so many brands right now. How do you create something that someone like Nordstrom is like, yeah, actually, I would like to buy this brand?
Yeah. I mean, that is the big thing. And I think so many industries are so competitive now, right?
Mm.
I think it's like, so this is a great time for us to talk because we just went through a rebrand. Like, we launched it yesterday. So what you see on the site now is actually slightly different than what we had the last 9 years, which is really exciting. But I think to stand out, you have to stick by like your core principles, like whatever that means to you. And for us these days, it's impeccable quality, thoughtful design, and like amazing fit. So, you know, we really stand behind those three qualities of our pieces and also like bring this like timeless classic element into our pieces. I'm 40 and I don't want to wear things that are like super trendy or super sexy that I throw out next season. Like I'm past that part of my life, you know.
Yeah.
I want things that make me look good that I can have in my wardrobe for the next 10 years. Like that's what I want. And that's what I want for Alala to be. So I think when you stand behind those principles and you say, this is us, like we are here, just like you guys, right? How do you stand out from so many different podcasts?
Right.
Like, it's you, it's your personality and what people want from you. And so that's the same for a brand. And that's what we name, like try to hold on. And
what about the name Alala?
Alala is the name of a Greek goddess. And her name stands for.
You knew that. Of course you did. It. Nat knows Greek mythology great.
You do?
No.
So her name stands for battle cry. And I picked the name because it is so much of what we as women, I think, hold onto. You know, we are going out into our own battles, our own, you know, battlefield every day. Not that we're fighting, but we are, you know, in a way, like trying to improve ourselves, trying to advance ourselves in whatever we want. And I thought the name Alala was just so appropriate for that because it really embodies, like, I think the strength that we all have as women.
I love it. I'm on your website right now. And I wanted to ask you a question about yay or nay. I'm going to take a quick break and then I need to get your thoughts because you have something called the grocery store pant, which, you know, or the commuter pant, you know, grocery shopping commuter pant. Okay. Let's just hold on. Let's just get into this because Natalie's mom. So when she met me, she was in always dressed, which I mean like jeans and like high,
every day,
like always so put together. Okay. Now I have never been dressed like, and this was when athleisure wear wasn't really even in mainstream yet. Can we as women wear athleisure wear daily if we don't work out?
Yes.
Thank you, Denise.
Yes. You so can wear I started whatever you want. I mean,
that's a yay.
Yeah. Yay. I can only imagine the pandemic has just given even more to the athleisure line of clothing because first of all, nobody left the house. People still work from home and they can wear this. My mom's thing was because I started working out with her. So I'd wear my clothes and then I'd put on my workout clothes. And then I would change back into my clothes after I showered. And then I stopped changing back into my clothes and not even showering after we worked out. And my mom's like, just a hot tip. When you're done working out, you take off those work clothes and you put your clothes back on.
Denise, I have another yay or nay for you. Yay or nay, leggings with high heels, like going out.
Oh, God.
No, I just need to know.
Personally, it would be a nay.
Yeah. Okay.
My thing is you can wear whatever you want. Wear whatever makes you feel good.
Your stuff is like, I feel like you could wear it all day and not look like you actually are going to the gym or coming home from the gym because the way you have built it, like
what's so classic and it just like looks good with everything. And so many of the pieces could be worn with jeans.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we wanted. You know, we wanted these things to fit into your wardrobe. Not for you to just like wear the set, take it off. And that's the only time you ever wear that piece. You know what I mean? Like it's stuff that you can mix in and it's just everything we do, like the fabrics are beautiful. And so, you know, when you put them on, like you don't really want to take them off ever. So it's just like being creative in the ways that you wear it.
My daughter recently told me that you cannot wear like a workout hoodie with jeans. Like that's not, she's 13, by the way, this is what TikTok tells you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like with your stuff, I could definitely wear your sweaters, your athleisure wear with jeans. It doesn't just have to be a yes or a no thing. Cause I feel like when you designed these pieces, not only to feel good about yourself, but like, what do you think when women are, what's your demo market and like, what are they looking for? And cause I do think clothing's really hard for a lot of us and we really don't know when to wear and trends are made for 20-year-olds, not for other women. And we're chasing trends that we're like, don't feel good in.
Yeah. That is exactly the person I'm designing for. Like like I said, I'm 40. Like, I don't want to wear a crop top and like booty shorts, have my butt hanging out everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not the person I want to be. And it's fine if you are. And so I think for us, like, we're an all female team. So we're always thinking about women, and we're thinking about how these clothes fit into our own lives. You know, our team, there's mothers, there's single women, there's people who love to travel. Like, so it's building these really beautiful, again, classic timeless pieces that have a little bit more elevation. So we're not going to give you your basic hoodie, your basic sweatpants. Like, you can get those anywhere, right? We're going to give you something that's a little bit more thought out, a little bit more designed. Maybe it's made of cashmere, or maybe it's made of a beautiful fabric that you've never felt before. That just elevates it a little bit. And makes it look a little bit more put together, even though you're super comfortable and you can wear it all day long.
The best cat. This is literally,
I feel like you made it designing for you. I feel like you literally did. Do you guys have an, go ahead now.
All female team. Tell us about that. How many of them are there, and what's it like with working with all women? And I'm assuming that part of this is intentional because it's a woman's brand, but is there more to it?
Yeah, I think, you know, in fashion and stuff, like, naturally there's more women in this industry. And so currently we are all female team. We have not always been, but it's really nice to have, I think, that like camaraderie and that understanding of our customer. I think that comes obviously more natural if you're a woman to understand what women want. Mm-hmm. We're a small team. We're lean and mean. So we're 10 people running this business, and, you know, being bootstrapped again, like, you can't be, you know, you can't afford to overhire. You can't afford to take people out of like a great job, and then 6 months later be like, sorry, I changed my mind. I can't keep you anymore. That's terrible. So
does bootstrap, just for the people who don't know, is bootstrap forever? Like, is a bootstrap business like a model? Just because is that something we've been bootstrapping. Do we never stop bootstrapping? Or is this just what we do now?
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I mean, once you start making money, you know, the business sustains itself. And so that's a really nice place to be. But I think that mentality of bootstrapping, which you guys understand, that stays forever. Mm-hmm. Like, you're always thinking like, okay, like, where's my dollar going? Like, where am I going to make the most impact with that dollar? Like, and I think sometimes, and that's the reason I didn't want to take venture, like, at the beginning, like, take somebody else's money and a lot of somebody else's money, because you lose track of, like, you know, holding on to your business, and you're just like, oh, I have millions of dollars. I'm just going to, you know, spend it everywhere.
That's so relatable.
Yeah.
That's so relatable.
And we've met, I don't know
to if us.
You have met so many female entrepreneurs, but I would love your advice on this. We've met so many female entrepreneurs who even have just started like podcasts, but they put so much effort into the presentation without having done it for any length of time that by the time they get to the second episode, it doesn't even go in. Like they don't go to a third, but they spend probably tens of thousands of dollars on websites and making it look like something. And I'm sure it's different for product, but like, do you have any intel in a woman entrepreneur who's sitting there being like, I really want to start something. We find so many people just get so stuck up in the process before it even launches. I don't know your advice on this, but I'm sure that's not a bootstrapping mentality if you're, you know, dumping a bunch of cash before you even launch something.
Yeah, I'm all about momentum and I'm all about like learning and iterating, you know, like the feedback you get from your first round of product informs the second round, informs the third round. And like, if you just bought 100,000 units of something, you're gonna have to spend a long time working through that. You know what I mean? But if you just bought 200, you can sell 200 and people said, oh, I didn't like that color. I didn't like this. I didn't like that. And you're like, okay, next time we'll fix it, change it. Mm-hmm. And it's also such a better feedback loop in that way, because you're listening to your customers, which at the end of the day is what you want to be doing to be successful.
People are afraid of that. I think people are afraid of the feedback, to be honest with you. I think a lot of
You guys know probably more than I do. It's hard to hear some criticism and feedback, you know, like tough feedback. And we get it all the time. And, you know, with social media, it's so public sometimes. Everybody can see if somebody doesn't like your product or, you know, had a bad experience with you. And I think part of being an entrepreneur and being a good business owner is to acknowledge it and be like, we made a mistake, or I understand you didn't have a good experience with us. I'm so sorry. You know, we'll do better next time and learn from it. Like, you can't be perfect. And I think a lot of these people who build the websites, they're like, it's so much, you know, marketing without substance. And you can get people maybe to come back once, like with product. If you have marketing but a bad product, they'll come, they'll buy it, but will they come back? Like, I don't know if they'll come back, you know? And so I think to build a sustainable business, you need to have both.
Yeah. It's so funny. I was having this conversation yesterday because I was at a restaurant and it's new. And so I had some feedback and I was with someone who owns a restaurant and I was like, from your perspective, would you want someone like me in a very not rude way? Cause I have nothing rude to say. Would you want to share feedback with the owner who's not there on my experience? And she's like, gotta be very careful with tone, cause some people's egos will get backed up and all that. I'm like, but like, if it's me, if nobody's telling me, how can you get better if you're not hearing the truth from people? I would want to know all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some people do say it not in the nicest way.
Right.
But, you know, it's hurtful, but I would want to hear it too.
Did any of your dad's experience and connections and all of that, was that able to help you out at all? Because he'd already been down that road of fabrics and clothing and fashion.
Yeah. So he really helped me out a lot. He's one of my, you know, biggest supporters and one of the very few people like that I listen to their advice. I'm very big into like not taking advice from people that haven't done what you have want to do. Right. And so he's one. And then also my old boss, who is a very successful entrepreneur, like he also has been so instrumental in just like giving me advice and kind of showing me, you know, what the next step could be for myself. And I think the thing that the two of them also did for me, which I don't know if you guys can relate to this, is like when I didn't have confidence in myself when I was starting my business, and even sometimes today, they gave me the confidence. You know, they said, I know you can do this. I know you're smart enough to figure this out. I know that you are going to be successful. And I'm so grateful for that.
And they must have really known that.
And I need to know, let's take a quick break. And I do want to know, when did you lose your confidence and why, you know, like what was that, sorry, my dog is very needy. I'm apologizing. It's great. We'll be right back. you said you lost your confidence, but, you know, I think a lot of people don't even have the confidence to start. So like what made you lose it? And you had two people telling you, but ultimately it had to be you again. Like, how do you pick yourself back up again? Because it's not easy.
Yeah. No, it's not easy. I think when I lose my confidence, it's either that, you know, I made a big mistake that now I have to fix, right?
Like or, what?
You know, maybe you hired the wrong person, or maybe you picked the wrong product, or you made just the wrong decision in something that cost you, you know, a certain amount of money. That sucks. And I also think sometimes, you know, I still do this. I try not to. I lose my confidence when I start comparing myself to other people a lot. This person's doing better than me. Like, this company's making more money than me. Like, I should be there and I'm here. And, you know, it gets you down. And I think it's in relatable. Those moments,
I think for life, not even just for business, you know, for life. Sure. I think a lot of people compare. So you kind of pick your, honey, no, thank you. You pick yourself back up again by,
I think, going inside and, you know, saying, like, going back to your values, like, why am I doing this? Why am I on this journey? Like, it's not just for money, right? It's not just to build the biggest company. It's for the impact that I'm giving. And, you know, I read people's reviews. Oh, I love this Alala product. Like, this makes me feel so good. And I'm obsessed with this product. And, you know, being able to bring joy to somebody's life in a small way, being able to give them a piece of clothing that they feel really, really good when they wear it. Like, those are meaningful things too. Even if you're not the biggest company, you're not the best, whatever, you know, being able to give positive impact in people's lives. A lot of times I go back to that because it is very meaningful to me and it makes a difference.
I don't think a lot of people have a why, you know what I mean? And I think that when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, so many people just do something because they think I'll just do this. And they don't think about their why, but I guess you're right. Whenever you get stuck in something, I guess you just have to go back to like, what's my thing? What's my why? Why am I doing this? And I think even that's what we're trying to teach our kids every day, which is so hard, right? To like, listen to yourself rather than listening to everything external. Because when you started this, how many years ago?
Nine years ago.
And so social media was just kind of like coming up, which was a great for some people, like, but you said negative, like, because people can just kind of put you on blast for not really any substance. Do you ignore those, try to address those? Like, what do you do when you have the social media impact in there? Or do you think it's helping you or hindering you?
I think social media helps for sure. Like, just to have, you know, the voice and the audience that we have. Most people are nice people and most people enjoy, you know, what you have to say if they're following you. And I think we just let the negative like overtake everything else. But I do think I've learned, like, I used to try and avoid, you know, having negative commenters or angry people. I think to address it head on. And like I said, to say, you know, yes, we made a mistake. Yes. You know, you didn't have a good experience. Like, that just adds to conversation. I think, you know, people just want to be heard. They want you to know that they're upset. Like, and that's all. Like, if you say, I see you're upset. I'm very sorry that we made you upset. Like, that's all they want, really.
I was just talking to Kath yesterday, and she was saying how on TripAdvisor, which is not on like clothing reviews, competitors go and complain and write bad reviews. And I'm like, wait, sorry. I'm like, we're adults. Does this happen? Like, do you think across the board, like in the clothing industry, in the, do you think that this is like a thing for you guys too? Not for you, but in the clothing industry.
Yeah, I don't know if it's competitors, but I do think that, you know, there's so much gossip. There's so much like, oh, like, you know, this brand's not doing well, that brand's not doing well, like that, whatever. Like, and I try not to like get into that.
The opposite happens too. They have, you can tell some of the reviews or some, even on restaurants and stuff, are coming from like their employees.
I'm so naive. I had no idea. I was like, wow. Wow. That's like, yeah, no, leave it to me.
And would you say, losing your confidence, is there anything out, like when you do lose it at times and you have to find it again, are there any other really big obstacles that you've come across trying to run a business with a small team of amazing women?
I mean, there are so many. I think, you know, it's figuring out what direction to go is really challenging sometimes. It's, you know, looking at Nike, Lululemon, and all the money that they can spend, you know, and then knowing like you're never gonna be close to that.
Denise, don't ever say never, never say never.
Never say never, but we, you know, we're not there yet. And so I think a lot of it is just being very resourceful and being very scrappy in a way, in kind of figuring out what works best for you. And so I don't find them as obstacles, really. I look at them as challenges and puzzles, you know, to figure out. And
yeah,
I like to look at business kind of as a video game sometimes. Like, you know, yeah, you kind of have to like go through the stages, and then you have to like the mini boss, and then you go to the next level. And so you have to keep going. I'm a big, big proponent of momentum. So when you hit a wall, you hit a problem, like you got to just try and figure out a way to get through it, you know? And you might
the highest boss, like you're the high, you're it, like you're
yeah,
it.
And I'm then it.
Your response. So like, do you ever look at yourself and you're like, oh my, like sometimes when we're on the road and we have like a team of people around us, I'm like, she'll look at me like, you pay everybody on this bus. And I, you know, like, do you ever not feel like a boss? Like, are you like, holy shit, how did I become this person that's responsible for all these people below
me? It's a weird feeling. And it's like such a small thing, but like every time, you know, they're eating, I'm like, I bought them that.
Yeah. It's so awesome. And, you know, I'm sure you guys love your team. Like, I am always so humbled by the fact that people decided to pursue this vision with me. You know what I mean? And what I'm very, very proud of on my team is that a lot of the people on my team have been with me for 6, 7, 8 years.
That's like, amazing.
Really from the beginning. And again, like in the
2 weeks, they quit on us. No, no, I'm totally joking.
No, but it says so much about the culture that you're creating, even though it's such a small team, because they don't have to stay.
They don't have to stay. And they truly believe in what we're doing. And that, you know, that is so humbling.
And it is, I have no idea in the business world if this is an appropriate or inappropriate question, but is your dream to grow this line? And would you ever want to be acquired? And would that ever happen for a company like you?
Yeah. You know, I would love that at some point when it makes sense. And I think, you know, having more resources just means we can get to do more great things. And so that is the goal for me with Alala. And I think, you know, I've learned so much in my business. A lot of what I want to do is also just share my experiences, help other, you know, female entrepreneurs kind of rise up in the ranks and learn from my mistakes so they don't have to make them, you know, and like they can go faster than I can. At the end of the day, like I would love to commit a little bit more time to doing that as well.
Oh my, I don't think you have any time right now for that. Oh my gosh.
So the rebrand came out yesterday, did you say?
Yeah.
What did you rebrand? What did you do?
So we switched our logos, all the colors and stuff are different. But the most important thing we did was really to hone in on the values and the qualities that we want to really express with our brand. So again, like the quality of the fabrics, the fit, the thoughtful design, that classic kind of timeless element of our designs, like that's what we want to be communicating out to people versus before. And, you know, I think we can all relate as people. Like when I started, like, I was just learning about myself as an entrepreneur. The brand was learning about who their customer was, right? And and you don't figure that out right away. Like you just don't. And it's taken me a long time to figure it out for Alala. Like who is our customer? What does she want from us? But also like what is important to us as well? And so the rebrand kind of took all of that, put it together in a nice, beautiful package. And now we're like ready to really share that message with the world.
And I do love that your website has all different body types and all like, you know, not 20-year-olds that are just like, you know, like the clothes look very differently, and it's all women are all represented, and it is different shapes, sizes, like everyone looks different. That's like, that's huge for a lot of
people. Don't you have a discount going on right now for your website?
Yeah. Yeah. So we actually made one specially for you guys. It's Kat and Nat 20 for 20% off. So guys, go check it out. But diversity is.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
So important to me. I'm not a size two, like, blonde girl from LA. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, yeah. I think in people's pursuit of health and wellness, like, everybody deserves to be on their wellness journey. Everybody deserves to feel great in their active wear, not just the blonde girls drinking smoothies. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so for me, not looking like that, I always feel that it's so important to show that as well.
Yeah, I have one last question before we let you go, and you've been so amazing with your time. If they're on your website and there's one thing that they could not live without, in your opinion, what would, if they're like, oh my gosh, it's also overwhelming, what is one thing that will be like game changer? I love this. I know everyone's different, but for you, what would it be? You can only get one item off your website, Denise. Which one is it?
So the bar seamless short. I would say if you're not a shorts girl, I'm not a shorts girl, but this short really has like transformed my life. I just feel like it's so soft and buttery. It holds you in all the right places. It's a little bike short style, and it doesn't pinch like any of your, you know, parts that you don't want it to pinch. It's so comfortable. Like,
and it's not too short.
It's not too short. And everybody just loves that entire seamless collection.
And,
but
and it's in white it too. It's white too.
Yeah, the white, they have.
That's brave lady.
It's a bunch of different colors. You can definitely get
there's
it.
Black and pink. And, no, they look, I bought my first pair of shorts in the fall. I'd never worn shorts.
Yeah.
And I got a pair. They are just a little short. So I need some that are just a tiny bit longer. They look great. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, we can't wait to go.
We're going to buy your shorts. We're going to wear your shorts.
I've been all over your website constantly. So, and I love that there's reviews on there, and you know, fabric's really important to me. So I can't wait to try your stuff.
Awesome. I can't wait for you guys to try it out.
Where should everybody go to find everything? And what are those handles? And we'll put them down below in case you guys are driving or listening somewhere that you don't have time to just click the link.
Yeah. So our website is Alala Style, A-L-A-L-A Style. And you can find us on Instagram at Alala. And amazing. My personal handle, if you want to reach out to me, is Denise X Lee on IG and TikTok.
I love that. I also love how you make appearances on Alala's Instagram, because I love seeing the founders. I always, one of the first things I do is I go search who's behind this. I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that too.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And we can't wait to try your stuff, and congratulations on your success and your rebranding.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
I have one last question. Do you have a store?
We have a store. Yes. We have a store on Bleecker Street in the West Village in New York City.
Excuse me.
Okay. So that's just something for people to know too, because that's really fun to be able to go in real life to a store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is is beautiful. So please come by.
Oh, wow. I guess we better come check out your store. Nat, you want to go to New York?
I'm down. Yes.
It was so lovely to meet you. Thank you for spending your morning with us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.